episode 168. Live lively today.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It is a gorgeous day. And today you are shining brightly. You look absolutely precious. You do. You are glimmering and shimmering and sparkle. What did you do differently today? Are you wearing your smile differently? Maybe your hair is different. You look cute no matter what you have on and what you're wearing because you just are. That's who you are. I'm excited that you're here today. It is our chat time, coffee time, tea time, lemonade time. It is our time. It is time to get it on. Are you ready? It's time to, you know, come on. You know, it is something about just coming together. Thank you so much for joining in, for coming. I know I say it probably, I think I literally say it every single time, but you truly mean something to me. I don't do this because I like to hear my voice because I have 5 children and a husband. I hear my voice all the time. So I really don't need to continue talking, but I do feel, and hopefully you do too, that you're getting something, a little golden or even a platinum nugget for you to jumpstart your day, to continue you through your week because every moment that we go through in life, and it could be a 5-minute moment, it could be a 24-hour moment, but whatever that moment encompasses us and however it defines us within that time frame, it can either raise us up or drag us down. And the thing is, though, it's so easy to stay down. And I hope and pray you are not drowning today in sorrow. I hope you're not living the what ifs. It's so easy to find yourself going into that. I was just telling myself that, literally having this one-to-one conversation with myself. I do that quite often. I coach myself. I actually have a coach, a couple coaches actually, more than a couple, but I do coach myself. I talk out loud. If you want to say I answer myself, well, I guess I don't know that I answer myself, but I do question myself. So I'm not totally crazy out there, but it is important to have dialogue. Now, not everybody can have dialogue within themselves. And this is something I believe that I have kind of learned over since I was very, very young. And it is a blessing somewhat in disguise that I can break some things down and I can go from feeling down in the dumps of going, gosh, what if I wouldn't have started eating that stuff? I may not have put on those extra 12 pounds that just aren't sitting right with me. Yeah, I just recently had that conversation. You see, my way of eating is very specific. I have a totally screwed up, messed up body I have that conversation almost every other day with God. And I'm like, why me, Lord? Why did you give me this body? I absolutely love food, but I am so regulated that I have to watch exactly what I put in it because the reaction that it has to food is ridiculously crazy and out of the box scary. I'm telling you, it is. And so I have to watch truly what I eat, when I eat, how I eat, different things I can consume, how much I can consume, and when I consume it. It's totally messed up. It really is. So with that, I just had this conversation and I was living in the what ifs. What if I just had not gone off of that and wasn't tempted and didn't go, oh, but it's gluten-free, so I'm sure my body can handle it. And the next thing you know, because I love food, it's 2 months down the road, 4 months down the road, and life begins to happen. And what do I find is, oh, my scale is going the wrong direction. I'm still very strong, but I'm not liking where the scale is moving. And so I really came and I did a whole switcheroo and I said, you know what? It's time to lean out. It's time to really have the best body that I can have physically without technically going under the knife and having surgery. Like I call it my kangaroo pouch. Remember, ladies? Yes, my kangaroo pouch. Not having that removed because I don't want to look like Frankenstein. That's just my personal preference. And so with that, I was living, though, in the what ifs. I was like, drowning myself almost in my own sorrows. I made the decision. I am where I am because I made those decisions. I have no one else to blame. But it's so easy. But what we need to be doing is we need to live lively today. You have been given today to live out your life, your moment, whether that's moments 5 minutes, if there are multiple moments throughout the day. You know, sometimes we have projects that go on and you're working on a project for like 6 hours and that's where your focus is. Well, that's your big moment. It's a 6-hour moment. Sometimes we have a moment with our children and it's at a 2.5-second moment and you wish it was the 2-hour moment because you really needed to talk it out and have a heart to heart, right? But you were lucky to have their attention for 2.5 seconds. It's amazing how it's so easy to fall into that. I don't know where you are now, but I want to tell you to go live lively today. Don't live in the what ifs, the should haves, the would haves, any of that, because you are not guaranteed your next minute. You are guaranteed what? Be present, the present right now. The past is done. We can't change the past. We can learn from it. We can grow from it. It can help shape us, but it doesn't define us. Don't get tangled in your habitual ways by just doing the do. Live lively today and amplify your life. It's time. It's time to turn it on. Sometimes we wake up and we're just like, ugh, I wish this was a Monday morning. Oh, no, wait, I wish this was a Saturday morning where I could sleep in. Now, some of you may have Monday mornings off, so it worked for you, right? Or, oh, I wish this was a holiday. I was walking in the store today and I was in the checkout line and I heard two girls talking. They were much younger than me. They were probably in their low to mid-20s, okay? Cute as a button. And they were talking. Actually, I'm sorry. We weren't in the store. We were in the elevator. I have to correct my story. Okay, so we were in the elevator. We were in the hospital. And we were going up, and the gal said, oh, man, one day of vacation just isn't enough. One day away. I need another day. I have so much to do. And then what I thought I would get done, I didn't get done. I ended up doing something else. She was like rehashing her regret of her one day. But she had that day. Live lively today. You're guaranteed your present. You can't rewind backwards. And if we did, we'd really screw up our present and our future. Think about it. Just go watch the movie Back to the Future, right? Yeah. So really take heart. Literally, look inside your heart. What is it in your moments that you want to live lively today? What do you want to live out? Don't be trapped in the sorrows and the what ifs. I mean, life does happen and we have accidents and things that just don't go our way. But I'm telling you, once when you start falling into that, it's like, whoa, you're sucked in like sand. You're stuck in the mud. I just heard on the news report, a guy got stuck up into his waist by mud. There was a hole in an air pocket hole type of a thing. And he was walking. He was on a job site. And he hit that and poof, it pulled him down. It took him about 45 minutes to get the guy out. Yeah. Sometimes, though, we get so stuck in the mud that those 45 minutes are 3 weeks of our time. Instead, we wallow and we're swallowed by the mud of life. Instead of going, no, I choose to live lively today. Don't get tangled in your habitual ways by just doing the do. Live lively today and amplify your life. Okay, so I wrote this little crazy thing out for you. I am not a rapper, but I thought it was kind of fun. So I thought I would try it a little bit, and I don't have all that. You know, I can't do all those like cool, you know, sound effects. Yeah, because I probably might hurt myself. Now, if I have drums and all that myself, I could do that. But I want to read this to you because I thought it was really cute. Dance a little, sing a lot, throw your hands up and take the shot. Don't drown now, but take a stand. Today you have the upper hand. Woo! Yeah! Okay, now I got to repeat that again for you. You ready? I know you're totally laughing at me. I'm so glad. I'm glad to see that you're smiling. Dance a little, sing a lot, throw your hands up and take the shot. Don't drown now, but take a stand. Today you have the upper hand. Yeah, so raise your hands high. It's funny because I'm done working out And I'll do my stretching and I'll, you know, I finished my HIIT training and my strength training and all of that. And that's usually about an hour or so that I spend on me. It's my time. I go and do it. It's a time that I set aside. And then I go and I go work out with my children. And one of our workouts that we do is we go walk. We go walk at least 2 miles a day. And I love that. I love that time. It's precious time. And so we're doing our laps in the neighborhood and we're walking. Sometimes we'll go up to the nature's preserve area near us. But one time I was just stretching because my shoulders are a little bit sore. I did something to it. I reached the wrong way. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, it's kind of quirky right now. So I was just stretching as we were walking and all this. And my hands were in the air, right? And I just said, today you have the upper hand. And I was raising. And my son said, Mom, are you praising God as you walk? And I thought, yeah, that's the way to look at it. I was stretching, actually. But I was like, no, I should be raising my hands. Taking the upper hand because I have that. You have that. You have God on your side. So take the upper hand. It's awesome. So raise your hands to the sky and live lively today. Stop drowning in your sorrows and living in the what ifs. Remember, don't get tangled in your habitual ways by just doing the do. Live lively today and go amplify your life. I love you so very much. I want you to have a magnificent day, an incredible week. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come on over to createyournow.com. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.